ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, we continue inshallah with our reminder on the advice and the ayat of surah al-hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we mentioned the first ayat yesterday where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the importance of obedience, and he said, do not put yourself ahead of Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which refers to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refers to obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then in the second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this point even more emphatically, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض ان تحبط اعمالكم وانتم لا تشعرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, and again I remind myself and you, wherever an ayat begins with ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, it is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which must be obeyed. So Allah says, O you who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and do not speak aloud to him as you speak aloud to one another. So two things are being mentioned here. One is raising the voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and two, speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the same way that you speak to anybody else. These two ayat refer to the haq of adab that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has on the ummati. It is not only enough to listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to treat him with that adab. Now in today's context, where the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not physically with us, the raising of the voice, now when this ayat was revealed, two incidents are mentioned. One is Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, who naturally had a very loud voice. He started putting some pebbles in his mouth, so which prevented him from speaking loudly. So he started mumbling. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why are you speaking like this? So he said, Ya Rasulullah, this ayat has been revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a very strong wa'id, very strong warning. And what is the warning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you don't do this, meaning if you continue to raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if you continue to speak to him like you speak to each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your deeds, all your amal will be wiped out and you will not even know. So amal wiped out means what? It means Jahannam. If all your amal are gone, that means you are in Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you do this and do what? Raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or and speak to him without the adab that is due to him as the Rasul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will wipe out your amal and you will not even know. So Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu then said to him, to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am putting these stones in my mouth. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him not to do that. So that was one case. The other one was another sahabi who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked very much. He was a qari of the Quran. He used to recite Quran very well. And he also had a nice, he used to recite well. He had a good, powerful voice. Now, after this ayat was revealed, for a few days, 2-3 days, this sahabi stopped coming to the masjid, to Masjid Nabawi. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam missed him. So he asked people, he said, where is so-and-so? So they said, Ya Rasulullah, he is in his house and he is continuously crying and he does not eat. He is just, he's just there at home. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what happened to him? Why? Go ask him, what is wrong with him? Why is he crying like this? Why is he so sad? And why is he not coming to masjid? So they went and asked him, and he said, did you not hear the ayat which came? You raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah said, I will wipe out all your deeds. He said, my voice is louder than the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I am now a person of Jahannam. So they came and told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, your sahabi is saying this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go and tell him that he is from the people of Jannah. So the sahaba used to say that after that time, whenever that sahabi went past, they used to point to him and remind each other, there is a man from Jannah, there is a man from Jannah. So this is the basharat of following the adab of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, how does this apply to us today? Because as we know, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not physically with us. So the question of raising our voice above the voice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how does it apply to us today? It applies where in the case of putting your opinion above the opinion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The voice of the Prophet today is his ahadith, are his instructions, are his teachings. So when a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes before us, may Allah protect us from that. But if you say that, yeah, this is true, but you know, I mean, I don't agree with this, then you are putting your voice over the voice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you say, if you deny this sahih ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you say, no, this cannot be correct. Yeah, may Allah protect us. Today there are people who deny the entire collection of hadith completely. This is, hadith is invalid. This is more than anything else, it's a sign of complete ignorance of the science of hadith. The ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are without any, I'm not exaggerating, but they are the most authenticated and researched body of knowledge that exists in the world. Because in order to authenticate the hadith, the collectors of hadith, they went into the history, the biographies of each of the narrators, going back all the way to the Sahabi who narrated that hadith. So as a result of which, a completely new body of language got created, a body of knowledge got created called Ilmul Asma'ur Rijal, the knowledge of the names of the people. This does not exist in any tradition, in any society, in any civilization on the face of the planet. So this body of knowledge, about over 130,000 people were investigated and their biographies, is a massive body of knowledge which was created in order to authenticate hadith. So if I ask, if you tell me my father told me this, and if I tell you what is the proof, you will not have proof apart from saying I heard him. Maybe you heard him wrong, maybe you forgot, maybe he said something, you understood something else. But if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something 14 centuries ago, we know with evidence that he actually said this. Right? So therefore, it is very important to understand the importance of hadith. So all sahih hadith, all the hadith which are authentic, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the best reward to the muhaddithun who took the trouble to do all of this research over centuries. And these are not people who, you know, went to some school for 5 years or 6 years or 10 years. These are people who dedicated their entire lives. They only did this. And what trials and tribulations and difficulties they went through in order to do this is only they know and Allah knows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. And for people in today's times to trash this entire body of knowledge, it just shows their complete and total arrogance. And this is one of the many dalail. This is not the only dalail. There are dalail in the Quran and there are dalail in the hadith. And this is dalail from the Quran. This is one of the many dalail to show that if somebody denies the sahih ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out his deeds and that person will be in the hellfire. May Allah protect us from that. And may Allah protect us from the company of such people. So be very careful of who you hang out with. And if there is somebody who starts arguing with you about this hadith and that hadith and says that this is not authentic, that is not authentic, the thing you should do is not to engage with him or her, not to argue with him or her, because you will not have the knowledge to actually refute what they are saying. The best thing for you to do is head home. Find the exit door, get out, go home, delete that person from your contact list and find people who are obedient to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Please understand, all the scholars, starting from the Sahaba till the scholars of today, they are not a bunch of fools. They don't say that hadith are authentic because they have no brain, because they are fools. They have individually, one of them has more intelligence and more capability than probably the entire 1.5 billion Muslims that exist today. Who can you find for me who is more knowledgeable and a greater muttaqi and more close to the ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than Imam Bukhari, for example? In today's world, in the modern context, who's there who's equal? I mean, even to say equal to Imam Bukhari would be a stupid thing to say. And we don't have one Imam Bukhari, we've got hundreds and thousands of scholars for 14 centuries. And then you have some ignorant, ignoramus who stands here today and says that the hadith are not to be believed. It's absolute trash, right? Don't hang out with trash. So seriously, this is a very, very important ayat of Suratul Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set these two standards. Do not raise your voice above the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that if a hadith comes before you and it's a sahih hadith, you obey. If you cannot do something, then make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to do to the best extent possible. But don't open your mouth and talk about it. For one of the very simple things, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wear your izar, the lower garment, which means your trousers, wear them above your ankle. This is a sahih hadith. It may not be fashionable today for you. You may not like to do it, right? But that does not change the hadith. Hadith is hadith. And this is an authentic hadith. So what must you do? Wear your trousers above your ankles. And if for some reason you are not able to wear them, then make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wear as much as you can do. But don't stand and say, you know, that is those days and people used to walk in the mud and so the all kinds of nonsensical explanations are given. This is not the adab of the Muslim with regard to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can give you many other examples, but I'm not going to spend time doing that. I think this is enough as an example. But please understand very clearly, the adab of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adab basically is the foundation of all knowledge. Without adab, there is no knowledge, period. And in that adab, the one whose adab has to be done over and above everyone and everything else is the adab of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear. Allah said, if you do not do that, then on the day of judgment you are in the hellfire. And I don't care whatever you have done, everything will be wiped out and you will not even know. May Allah protect us from this terrible calamity that you land on the day of judgment. You spend your whole life doing a lot of good work and you gave a lot of charity and you did this and you did that and you built so many schools and colleges and hospitals and massages and God knows what. You spend all of that, but you used to lose talk about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then on the day of judgment you come there and you find your slate is clean, all your hospitals and massages and schools and everything else is vanished. And you have the hellfire staring you in the face, you do not want this, please. Don't hang out with such people, don't go to their houses, don't invite them to your house, don't talk to them, don't answer their phone, contact list, the spam folder, the best gift to mankind from the IT world is a spam folder. Just put it in spam, he's gone, he won't even know he's gone. So inshallah do that, right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to fill our hearts with his noor and to fill our hearts with muhabbat for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our intercessor and our shafi before him, Jalla Jalaluhu, on the day of judgment, and to accept his intercession in our favor and to forgive our sins and to enter us into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.